We pray. Very good. All right. Let's pray and then we can get into our study today.
Lord,
we're thankful that you are the omnipresent God.
主要我们要感谢您,
We're thankful that we can come to you at any time of the day or the night from anywhere and you will still hear us.
我们非常感恩,我们可以从任何地方,任何时间来到您的面前,您可以仍然听我们。
And so, Lord, in our weakness, we come to you this afternoon and we pray that you will teach us and strengthen us and help us to follow you.
所以我们带着今天我们自己的弱点来到您面前,我们的祷告是您会帮助我们,加强我们,加强,加固我们,跟随您。
Bless each of us who've come to your word this afternoon, Lord.
也来,请赐福给这所有的来学习您的话的人,主啊。
You know each of our needs, you know each of our hearts' conditions and desires, and we pray that you will speak to us today.
因为您知道我们的内心,您知道我们的状况,您知道我们心里的想法和我们需要什么,我们祈求您继续地帮助我们。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们向上感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Okay, good to see you all today. We started last week in the book of 2 Timothy, Paul writing to Timothy again.
非常再次非常高兴看到大家，我们来学习上个星期学习提摩太后书，而且那个使徒保罗再次给提摩太写了一封信。
And there are many contexts for this particular book.
实际上在这里包含了很多的内容在这一本书里。
One of the contexts is the subject of the difficulty of the way and the weakness of the human flesh to follow the Lord as we should.
实际上呢，其中的一个内容就是我们人身体的弱点。 那个使我们有时候很难的去跟随和顺服主。
And so we're not sure of all the problems, but we do know that in verse 3 of this chapter, verse 4 rather, we have the phrase Paul saying to Timothy, I remember your tears.
因为我们知道这里到底是他们的 困难在哪里,但是使徒保罗写给提摩太的信里说呢,第四节里特别是讲到纪念你的眼泪。Now,
frankly, it's usually a pretty big problem to make a man cry.
通常呢,让一个男人哭可能是非常难的。A
child will often cry, but when you get to be a man, you don't cry quite as easily.
那一个孩子的通常会哭,但你成为一个成年男人的时候呢,你不经常哭的。But
Timothy had a problem. We're not sure of all the details, but I think maybe he was a little bit discouraged.
所以呢,提摩太呢,他可能在人生中也很多难处,我们不知道到底是什么,我们认为呢,他可能是有一点灰心。
I think he was disappointed in some of the situations he found himself in.
我认为他呢,在他有时候在自己身上,对自己的情况可能感到有点失望。
And so there's lots of counsel in this book to this poor man, this good man, this outstanding man who still found it difficult.
所以呢,在这样一个 可怜的人,尽管他是一个杰出的人,在他身上呢,仍然有很多的困难和苦难。
I have never been a soldier, but I don't think I would have liked the sergeant to say to me, Tonight we're going out to face the enemy. You might not come home in the morning. I don't know that I would like that.
所以呢，我从来没有当过兵，但是呢，我知道我肯定不喜欢当我的排长呢跟我说啊，今天晚上我们要出去和敌人打仗，你明天早上可能回不来了，我不喜欢这样的事情。
And so, Paul says, I know that you've been discouraged, verse 6, for this reason I remind you to fan into a flame the gift which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
所以第六节说呢，使徒保罗说，为此我提醒你，使你将神及我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
Paul says, don't be discouraged, don't be disappointed, keep going, Timothy, keep on teaching, and keep on preaching, and keep on living the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以那使徒保罗跟提摩太说，你不要灰心，也不要失望，你要继续保持的讲主耶稣基督的道，去教导人，去活出主耶稣基督的道来。
And then verse 7 says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
所以第七节说，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
So interestingly then, the Spirit of God that has been given to each Christian is not a spirit of fear, not a spirit of anxiety, but it is a spirit of power.
实际上这里非常有趣的是呢，神的灵呢给了每一个人，但神给我们的灵呢，它不是一个惧怕的灵，而是一个大爱的、有爱的、有能的灵。
There's a sense in which the Spirit of God is something like the power of electricity.
所以呢，实际上呢，神给我们的那个能力呢，就有点像那个电能。
When you look at an electrical cord, doesn't look to you like there's much to it.
因为呢，你看见一根电线的时候呢，你认为这个电线没什么。
But when you plug it in, it can turn the lights on or it can start the motor.
因为当你把它接上电以后呢，它可以让电灯亮，也可以让一个马达转起来。
And so it is with the Spirit of God. He works in us. He works through us. We don't always see that he's there. We don't understand it. But when we plug him in, it works.
实际上神的灵呢，在我们里面工作，他通过我们工作。我们通常呢，也感觉不到神的灵在那里。但是当我们跟神的灵联系上的时候呢，他就真的是有效的，可以工作。
And so you may walk through life and all you've got is this little cord and you say, I'm afraid, I don't know what happens. And someone says, plug it in. And you plug it in and the lights go on and the power goes on. Oh, you say, this is wonderful.
所以你的人生里可能就是这样的，你就像拿着一个电线，你说这人生太艰难了，我该怎么做呢？有个人就跟你说，你把它接上电。 所以当你一接上电的时候呢，一看哦，灯亮了，马达也转了，你说哦，这个太美了。So
Timothy, don't be discouraged. You just keep on serving the Lord, remembering that what you have is the Spirit of power.
所以实际上呢，在他跟提摩太说，提摩太呢，你不要惧怕，不要失望，所以呢，你要把。 跟神的那个灵联系起来，神给你的灵是有个大能的灵。And
he says it's also the spirit of love, and that is that if you live love, the Spirit of God will be in you and will work through you.
所以也是说是有爱的灵，但是如果你是活出神的灵来呢？ 在神让神的灵在你们工作的你的那个爱就在你的里面。
And the next line is the spirit of self-discipline.
所以下面一个呢就是说是一个谨守心的灵。
Now, it's interesting that there are two possible translations there. And I'm just trying to find the verse that I want. This verse says it's the spirit of self-discipline. And that means that the Spirit of God who is in you, Timothy, and therefore in us, that spirit is a spirit that is able to control and discipline you and me.
这里呢它有不同的译本，译本它这里呢它找到了我们这个译本说的呢，实际上保罗跟提摩太说呢，那个神的灵在你里面，在你里面工作，在你里面会管教你。
Sometimes you don't always feel like doing the will of God. You don't feel like walking with the Lord.
因为实际上呢有时候你感觉到你并没有为神做工，也没有与主耶稣基督同行。
In Ivy's illustration, you might even feel like going fishing.
所以呢，在 Ivy 刚才讲那个里面呢，你可能感觉你是在钓鱼。
Okay, but the Lord says, no, I have given you a spirit of a sound mind. I've given you the spirit of self-discipline.
实际上呢主说不是的，我是给你的一个思想健全的灵，我是给你的一个可以自制一个谨守的灵。
Now the authorized version and the New King James version, they make very clear the fact that that phrase is the spirit of a sound mind.
所以呢实际上那个国王钦定版和那个新国王钦定版呢，他讲得非常清楚。他说你有一个思想健全的灵。
So you may find difficulties as Timothy did as you walk the Christian path.
所以当你走在基督徒的那个人生的路上呢，你可能会发现和提摩太有同样的难处。
And the question is, what path are you going to follow?
所以呢问题是呢你会跟随哪一条路走呢
?Would you remember please that always the path of following God is the logical path. It's the path that's based on fact. It is the path that is based on promises. It is the fact of a sound mind.
所以呢你要记住一点，你永远跟随神的那条路呢是一个很有逻辑的路，这个路呢上面是充满了那些应许，所以是一个非常的思想健全的一条路。
So sometimes people say he threw his brains away and became a Christian.
有些人呢他说呢他把他自己的脑子丢掉，然后才能成为一个基督徒。
And in fact, exactly the opposite is true.
所以呢，实际上呢，恰恰相反的才是真的。
The only reason one would not become a Christian is because he ignores the facts and he ignores reason.
实际上有那些不想成为基督徒的人的唯一的原因呢，他是忽略了那个事实和不顾那些不顾正事实的。
And the only reason that one would wander from the path of following the Lord Jesus would be to ignore wisdom and reason and start just following feelings or something else. You don't wander from God because of your brain.You wander from God because of your feelings of depression, discouragement, this hurts. That may all be true, but you never turn away from God because of your brains.
所以实际上呢，我们通常呢，我们那个游离偏离呢主的那个原因呢，就是说我们忽视了不顾那些逻辑，不顾事实，不顾原因，而是跟着你自己的感觉。然后呢，你如果跟着你的感觉走，跟着你大脑的感觉走，就会偏离神。
So in verse 6, Paul is saying, keep going, Timothy, because the power of God is with you, the love of God is with you, and it's the intelligent, wise, important thing to do.
实际上第六节呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你要坚持，坚持住，坚持跟着神的道走，这对你来说是明智的，是一个聪明的做法。
But then you might say, well, I've been discouraged. Here are some of the reasons why you might get discouraged. Verse 8.
所以呢，你可能会这么说，我现在非常的失望，这里是有些原因是可能会让你是灰心的。
So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or be ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
第八节说，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦了。
Three reasons why people might just not want to follow God very closely.
所以这里有三个原因呢，就是人他不想很靠近的去跟随主。
And the first one is that they were ashamed to testify about the Lord.
所以第一个原因呢，是他们为主做见证，以为主做见证为耻。
They often say, well, if I speak up for Jesus, if I tell my friends about Jesus, they may laugh at me, the boss may fire me, my family may not like me, I'd better not speak up for Jesus.
所以呢，他们通常这样想，如果我去跟他们传讲主耶稣基督的话呢，那些人呢，他可能会笑我。我的老板呢会可以可能会炒我的鱿鱼，然后我的家人呢可能不喜欢我，所以他说以这样的原因，我最好不要去传主耶稣基督的道。
And then there was the question, not just of difficulty for me, but here's this man Paul, and he is in prison, and frankly, he's got a bad name in the press.
所以实际上呢，这一个问题呢，对我来说呢，不光是对我来说是很难的。实际上，现在这个保罗呢，他是在监狱里。实际上呢，在那些出版物、报纸上，他的名字可能是一个很坏的名声。
Remember the media in the days of the Apostle Paul were no more friendly to the gospel than they are today.
所以呢，大家要记住，当时的那个保罗，使徒保罗那个时代，他们媒体那个对抗神的态度，并不比我们今天的要差。
And so the newscasts about Paul were almost always bad.
实际上呢，对于保罗来说，对他的报道，他的新闻都是对他来说他怎么坏。
And we don't know what bad things they said about him, but they knew this. He was in prison, and they would say the only reason he's in prison is because he's a bad name, and everybody spoke badly of him.
其实就让我们不知道那当时的那些新闻呢，说保罗干了什么坏事儿。但是他们会这么去说，他说唯一使徒保罗在监狱的原因呢，是因为他有个坏的名声，所以他们一直就讲使徒保罗的坏话。
And so Timothy could have said, well, if I speak up for the Lord Jesus, people are going to say, ah, you're just as bad as that terrible man, Paul. Look at him. He's in prison.
所以呢，是的，那个提摩太可能会这么想。他说，如果我当时呢，为去传讲主耶稣基督的话，他们说呢，你可能也是一个坏人，就像你那个朋友在监狱里待着的保罗一样，你会跟他一样的坏。
So he says, don't you be ashamed of that, Paul, but the opposite, verse 8 is, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
所以呢，实际上呢，使徒保罗提摩太，提摩太，你不要以这为耻，总要按照神的能力与我为福音同受苦呢。
Don't be ashamed, join me.
就不要感到羞耻，加入我。
All right, and we would, he says, verse 9, join me for this reason. He has saved us and called us to a holy life.
因为实际上第九节呢，他说你加入我，因为这个原因，因为神救了我们，以圣召召我们。
The only reason we would follow him is because he saved us.
我们跟随神的唯一原因呢，是神拯救了我们。
What did he save us from? He saved us from a sinful life, that we could live a holy life.
所以呢，他们把神把我们从哪里救出来？他们把我们，神把我们从那个有罪的人生救出来，活一个圣洁的人生。
Well, is that something to be proud of or not?
这是你为此而感到骄傲的还是不是？
Anybody can be a sinner. That doesn't take any great skill.
所以呢，任何人呢都可以是个罪人，这个不难说。
But to stand up for holiness, to be a holy person standing against sin because of the love of Jesus, that's a marvelous thing.
所以呢，过一个圣洁的生活，站在罪的对面为主耶稣基督而活，这是一个很奇妙的事。
Now the other thing verse 9 says, he saved us, calling us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace.
第九节后面继续另外一件事说，神救了我们，你圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。
So why do we follow him? We don't follow him because we're good. We follow him because he reached down and saved us, and he saved us even though we didn't deserve it.
所以呢，为什么我们要跟随主呢？也不是因为我们的做了什么好事，我们好的行为，是神从上面下来救了我们。他救了我们呢，甚至是给我们是不配得这样的拯救的。
But the issue here is not just that he saved us, it is why he saved us.
所以问题这里呢，不是说光是他救了我们，而是为什么神会救我们。
He saved us because he has a purpose for us. He has a plan for us. He is planning to use us in a particular way.
所以实际上神救了我们呢，是在我们身上有旨意的，神有一个特别的计划在我们每个人身上要用我们。
So,that's a good question to ask. You say, now, why did Jesus save me?
所以这呢是一个很好的要问的问题。那个问题就是为什么主耶稣基督要救我？
And the answer is not just because he loved me, it is also because he has a plan for me that would fit into his master plan.
实际上呢，这个答案呢，就是说不光是他爱我，他在我身上有一个计划，他在我身上这个计划呢，会在适合于他的整个的对人类的计划。
So I heard a preacher use this illustration once. I've probably used it with you before.
所以呢，他用一个那个传道人讲的一个例子，他可能以前也讲过这样的一个例子。
Here's a man, and he is privileged in his youth to become a medical doctor.
所以呢, 这里有个人呢, 他认为呢, 他很荣幸地成为了一个医生。
And a few years later, there's an epidemic in his city, and many, many people get sick.
所以呢, 实际上呢, 在, 几年以后呢, 在他住的那个城市呢, 出现了一个瘟疫, 很多的人呢, 就生病了。
And so they come to him and they say, Doctor, would you please come down to the hospital and help us? We need more medical help.
实际上呢,那些人呢,就都跑到那个医院里跟那个医生说,医生,你可不可以从医院里出来帮助我们,因为我们有需要很多的医疗的治疗。
And he says, well, I would like to, but I've got another job I've got to do right now.
但是我想去帮你们,但是呢,我现在呢,我有一个很,另外一个工作要做。
And they say, well, doctor, what is it that you have to do right now?
所以他们就说,医生呢,你现在,你不得不做什么事呢?
And the doctor says, well, I've got to shine my shoes. And actually, I've got several friends, and I told them that I would shine their shoes, so I can't go to the hospital to help out at the time of the epidemic, because I've got to shine some shoes.
因为那实际上呢,那个医生说呢,我现在呢,我要擦一些皮鞋,擦皮鞋呢,因为我答应我的朋友,我要帮他们擦皮鞋。
And Paul says, Timothy, you've got an important job to do. God has given you a purpose in life. Your job is to tell people about Jesus. Don't forget the grace and the purpose of God that is in your life.
所以实际上使得保罗跟提摩太说,提摩太,你现在有一个非常重要的工作要去做,神呢,在你身上是有一个旨意的,你要去跟其他的人传讲我们的主耶稣基督,所以不要忘记神在你身上的旨意和恩典。Then
he says, this grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
所以实际上这是讲的, 这个恩典是在万古之前,在基督耶稣基督里赐给我们的。
God's plan way before time began was that there would be people who could live on the earth and could turn by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved, just like you and me, if that's what we do.
实际上的计划呢,就是在很久很久以前,在地球创世以前, 如果那里有人的话,神的计划已经在呢,要去拯救他们,就像今天神拯救你我一样。Though
this planning was done before the beginning of time, verse 10 says, it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. So the plan was there all along, but it didn't come into play, into responsibility until the Lord Jesus Christ came and lived and died and rose again.
实际上那个神的计划呢,早就在创世之前,之前已经制定出来了。就是呢,这个第十节说,但如今记着我们的主耶稣,救主耶稣基督, 显现才表明出来,这里讲的意思呢,直到我们的主耶稣基督为我们而死又复活,之后神的计划才开始实现,在这之前并没有开始实施。And
he says at the end of verse 10, he says that Jesus destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
实际上这第十节说呢,主耶稣基督已经把死废去,藉着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Is that important?
这个很重要吗？
Is there anything you can think of that is more important?
你认为还有比这更重要的事情吗？
It says, it's amazing, Jesus has destroyed death.
这里非常神奇的是主耶稣基督已经废去了死亡。
Okay, if somebody did something and he destroyed a disease, would that be important?
如果一个人呢，他做了一件很重要的事，他消灭了一个疾病，这个是重要的吗？
If somebody were to destroy the virus that causes COVID, would that be important?
如果今天有谁把这个新冠病毒给杀死了？你认为这个他做的这件事很重要吗？
Now, frankly, that would be a big deal. Millions of people around the world would say yippee.
现在这里呢，肯定是一个很大的一件事儿。在世界上呢，成百万的人会说 yippee。
What did Jesus do? He destroyed death.
那主耶稣基督做的什么呢？他消灭了死亡。
Okay, now, most people in the world just completely ignore that.But hang on, that's a stupid thing to ignore. That's the most important thing that ever happened. Jesus destroyed death.
所以实际上呢，当今的世界人呢，很多人呢都不顾这个事实，都忽视了主耶稣基督废去了死亡这个事实。这是一件很愚蠢的一个废去，这个消灭了死亡，废去了死亡，在历史上应该是一个最重要的一件事。
And he brought life and immortality, the inability to die. He brought life and immortality to light through his gospel.
实际上呢，主耶稣基督将生命的不朽照明出来了。他把那个能朽坏的破坏了，让不生命变得不朽。
Is that an important message?
这是一个很重要的信息吗？
You can't think of anything more important than that.
你想不出来比这更重要的信息呢。
If it's true, it's the most important message that has ever been publicized.
实际上呢，这个如果是真的，这是这历史上有史以来最重要的发出来的信息。
If it is not true, it is the greatest lie that has ever been propagated.
如果这个不是真的，那就是历史有史以来最大的一个谎言。
But Paul is saying now, Timothy, you know that, so don't stop preaching.
所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你知道这个，所以不要停止传道。
And so verse 11 he says, and of this gospel I was appointed a herald or a preacher.And an apostle and a teacher.
所以第十一节说，我这是福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父。
Okay, and so God appointed him, said, Paul, you have got to teach this message. He said, well, if this message is that important, you're right, I have got to teach it.
实际上呢，神跟提摩太说呢，你有一个很重要的信息你要去传，如果这是一个很重要的信息，你必须就去传。
And then in verse 12 Paul says, that is why I'm suffering as I am.
所以第十二节呢，使徒保罗说，就是为了这缘故，我也受这些苦了。
Why was he suffering? Because he went around telling people that Jesus Christ had abolished death.
所以呢，实际上为什么保罗受这些苦难呢？因为他到处跟别人讲主耶稣基督已经废去了死亡。
Why was he suffering? Because he went around telling people that Jesus alone could bring life and immortality.
因为他为什么受苦呢？因为他到处跟人家讲，只有我们的主耶稣基督可以带来生命，而且是带来的是不朽的生命。
And you remember, because of preaching that wonderful message, they put him in prison.
你知道吗？他们就是因为使徒保罗传这样一个奇妙的信息， 他们把他投入监狱。
So the days of the apostle were not very different than the days of people in Canada today, are they?
所以呢，那个实际上呢，当时使徒保罗他传的那个时间，传道的当时的时期，他并不比我们今天在加拿大我们这样一个时期来的更容易实施。
What is the most important message that Canada could hear today?
所以今天在加拿大，这加拿大可以听到的最重要的信息是什么？
Well, it's this message.
就是这样一个信息。
So why doesn't the Liberal Party preach this message?
所以那个自由党为什么不传这样的信息？
Why doesn't the Conservative Party preach this message?
为什么保守党也不传这样的信息？
Why don't all the other parties preach this message?
为什么其他的所有的政党不来去讲这样的信息？
Why don't any of the parties preach this message? To the best of my knowledge, none of them preach this message.
所以呢，为什么所有其他的那些政党都不传这个信息呢？根据我所知，没有任何一个政党传这样的信息。
Because if they did, they wouldn't be any more popular than the Apostle Paul. The world doesn't want to hear this message.
因为他们如果去传这样的道呢，他们就跟使徒保罗一样，变得不受欢迎，所以这个世界他们根本不想听到这样的信息。
But Paul says, listen, Timothy, this I know for sure.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你知道吗？这个我很确定。
The verse ends with the long clause that says, because I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
第十二节呢，有一个很长的从句来结束，他就说呢，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
Paul says, now Timothy, this isn't just make-believe stuff. I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I believed on him. I know him. Not just a good idea. I know him.
实际上呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太呢，我不光是相信这个，我知道主耶稣基督。
And I know that he is able to guard what I've committed to him or entrusted to him for that day.
所以呢，他说的，也深信主能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
What do you know for sure, Timothy? Paul says to Timothy, what do you know for sure?
所以呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你什么东西你知道的是确切的。
And he says, I know that God is able to protect for me all that I commit to him.
因为他说我深信神能够保全我所交付他的。
Okay, here's the sound mind again.
这里是一个健全的思维。
Why do you do it? You do it because I know it is the proper thing to do.
所以你为什么去做呢？我做这一件事情是因为我做，这样去做是正确的。
So have you noticed that when people do things that are wrong, they're usually afraid to deal with it. But if they do what is right, they let you know.
所以你知道呢，有些人呢，当他们做错事的时候呢，他们都通常不想去应付他们。但是呢，如果他做了一件正确的事，他就会去告诉每一个人。
And so the Lord Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. People that do good things come to the light. People that do bad things, they go from the light.
其实主耶稣基督说呢，人爱黑暗而不爱光，因为他们所做的罪行是在黑暗里， 所以那些做犯罪的人呢，就喜欢待在黑暗里，做正确事的人呢，他们会来到光里。
So Paul said, Timothy, you know it's true, therefore you stand for it, you speak up for it, and God will help and protect you.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太，提摩太呢，你知道是正确的，你就去做，你去做呢，神会出来保护你，会保全你。
All right, verse 13 says,What you have heard from me, you keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus.
第十三节继续说，你听从我的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
And that's very, very encouraging to me.
这对我来说是非常鼓舞的。
Paul isn't saying, now, Timothy, you've got to speak the truth. You don't know what it is, and I don't know what it is, but you've got to go out and find the truth and then speak it.
你始终把那个提摩太，提摩太，你要讲真理，你不知道什么，我也不知道什么，但是你要把它找出来，找出来，把这个真理讲出来。
Paul says, Timothy, it's a whole lot easier than that. You already know the truth.I've already taught you the truth, and you know that it's the truth. Go and speak it.
所以实际上呢，使徒保罗说呢，这不是真的，你已经知道什么是真理，我已经知道什么是真理，所以我们要把这些真理讲出来。
Now there's a sense in which in my own personal life, I have had to confess that life was really easy.
所以呢，在我自己的人生里呢，我必须得承认，我的人生在那段时间是很容易的。
When I was a little boy, I was taught the Bible.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我受圣经的教导。
But amazingly, I wasn't just taught the Bible, I was taught the truth of the Bible by the finest Bible teachers God could send.
实际上呢，这个我不光光是受圣经的教导，也不光光是受圣经里的真理的教导，我受到的那个教导是从神可以派来的最杰出的那些传道人给我的教导。
Having learned it as a boy, I have been studying the Bible ever since.
实际上呢，在我还是个男孩的时候呢，我一直就是学习圣经。
And amazingly, and it's amazing to me, amazingly, I have not found that my Bible teachers were wrong.
很非常神奇的来说呢，对我来说是非常神奇的，因为我没有找到一个我的圣经教师讲错了。
That is almost overwhelming.
这个对我来说已经是压倒性了。
When I went to university, I realized a lot of my teachers were wrong then, and since then, I've learned that they were wrong in a lot of other places as well.
当我继续上大学的时候呢，我发现我的很多的教授和教师呢，他们都讲错了。在那之后呢，我会发现更多他们讲错的地方。
But what I was taught by the Holy Spirit of God through my parents and through 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, I have not been able to find that it was wrong.
所以呢，我所受到的圣经的教育呢，是从圣灵来的。圣灵通过我的父母，通过十六阶教会，通过其他很多的传道人教给我的东西，没有一件是错的。
Okay, do I have a responsibility to teach the truth of God?
所以呢，我有责任去教导神的真理吗？
Of course I do. Same way as Paul, as Timothy did.
当然，我有这样的职责去教，就像提摩太有同样的职责。
Do I sometimes get discouraged and disappointed?
我有时候会感到灰心和失望吗？
And the answer is yes, sometimes.
答案是的, 有时候。
So am I going to stop preaching because I get disappointed?
因为我灰心，我就会停止传道吗？
No. Not only do I have the words of eternal life, I have the responsibility given by God to teach it.
也不光光是我有了这样一个我得到永生的这样的话，同样呢，是神给我的责任，让我去教导圣经。
Now, if that was true of Paul, and if that was true of Timothy, and if that is true of me, is that true of you?
如果这样的是在保罗身上是真的，在提摩太身上是真的，在我自己身上是真的，那么在你身上，你应该这么做吗？
Yeah.
是。
So what are we going to do?
那我应该做什么呢？
We're going to keep on teaching the truth of God to anybody who will listen.
所以我们要一直向那些任何一个想听的人去讲神的真理。
All right. So verse 14 says, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
第四节说，从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
How do you guard it?
怎么守呢？
You make sure that people don't take it away from you.
你确保神，其他人不会从你这里夺去。
Okay, don't listen to them if they try to dissuade you.
你不要听他们，当有些人试图来劝你的时候。
And I'll tell you Norma's story again.
我再一次给大家讲一个Norma的故事。
Norma was speaking to the Catholic priest who lived across the street from us.
实际上，诺曼呢跟一个在他们街对面住着的一个天主教的那个技师讲话。
And she said, excuse me, sir, but you are wrong.
所以他跟那个牧师说，对不起，先生，你是错的。
You don't teach the Bible.
你并没有教导圣经。You
don't believe the Bible.
你根本就不相信圣经。And
she said in a very kind way, Dear mister, you are wrong.
所以呢，诺曼以一种非常友善的方式跟他讲说，亲爱的先生，你错了。What
do you think that priest said to her?
你认为那个牧师跟他讲什么？
He said, little girl, I don't understand what you're saying, but don't you ever let anybody take what you have from you.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个牧师就跟他说，小女孩，我不理解你讲的什么，但是你要。 不能让任何人把你现在所拥有的东西夺去。Here
was the man she had told was wrong, saying to her, you guard, that's the word we've got here, guard that good deposit that was entrusted to you. He said, don't let me, don't let anybody like me, don't let anybody take that from you, which you now have.
实际上那个是一个被告知被一个小女孩告知是错的那个男人，他跟这个小女孩说，你要牢牢守住你现在所有的，不要让我，不要让任何其他的人，不要让任何人把你现在所有的所信的给夺了去。
How valuable is the knowledge of God that has been entrusted to you and me.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个是多么的有价值。实际上，神的那个真理是让我们变得可信的。
It's the most valuable thing in life.
就在我们人生中是最有价值的东西。
Don't let anybody take it from you. Guard it. Guard it with your life if you have to. Say to other people, no, don't talk to me about that evil stuff. Don't look at it. Don't hear it. Don't listen to it. Don't think about it. Guard yourself against what you know to be wrong.
实际上要持守牢牢地守住你现在所持有的真理，如果有必要的话，甚至用你的生命去守护它，不要去听那些，不要去看那些，不要去跟他们讲那些你认为是错的东西。
And then he says in verse 15, you know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes.
第十五节说呢，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的，其中有腓基路和黑摩奇尼。
All right, so there were two men who used to walk with Paul, who used to teach probably with Timothy, and they didn't guard that truth.
所以实际上呢，这里有两个人，他们可能过去跟保罗一起跟随着保罗或者说和提摩太一起讲过传过道，但是他们两个人却没有持守他们的真理。
Okay, and so the problem is we don't know much about Phygellus or Hermogenes.
所以问题是呢，我们并不了解这个叫腓基路和黑摩奇尼的人。
The only thing we know about them is what we read here, but we also know what their names mean.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们唯一知道的呢，就是在这里他们两个人的名字，我们也知道这两个名字是什么意思。
The first fellow was Phygellus.
第一个人呢叫腓基路。
And his name means a runaway or a fugitive, someone who turns and runs away.
所以实际上他的名字呢是一个逃避者，是一个逃兵，是一个逃难的人，是那个然后逃走的人。
So if you were living in a war zone, a fugitive would be someone who ran away from one side to the other side.
那实际上呢，你是如果说是在一个战争中一个逃兵呢，逃兵他是从这一边逃到另一边去的。
So let's assume that in the terrible world ahead, the Americans decide that they're going to fight against Canada.
所以呢，我们现在用这样一个例子，如果现在美国他决定和加拿大打仗。
And I'm a Canadian, and I believe in Canada, and Canada has done the right thing, but the Americans, they come at us anyway.
其实呢，我是一个加拿大人。加拿大人做的是对的事儿，但是美国人他不管怎么样他就打进来了。
And so I probably would start out fighting for Canada because I knew it was right.
所以我肯定刚开始的时候呢，我会为了加拿大而战，因为我知道加拿大是正确的。
But then if I got really scared, I might just get in my car and drive down to Zero Avenue.And get out of the car and run into the United States.
然后呢，打着打着我就开始害怕了。害怕的时候呢，我可能就把我的车就开着，开到宁化宫的那里停着，然后朝着美国那边跑过去。
And they would say, "What are you doing here?"
他们会说你来干什么？
And I would say, "Well, I never really did believe that stuff in Canada."And I've always been an American, and I want to join America, and I forget Canada.
所以我跟他们说的，我从来没有真正相信过加拿大人说的那一套，我根本就不相信他们，所以我不想为加拿大打仗，我就来为美国而战。
That was for Hermogenes.
这就是那个腓基尼 那个黑摩奇尼。
And he didn't just turn against Canada. He turned against Jesus. He saw the enemy coming. He said, it's going to be difficult. Some Christians are going to have to go to prison. Some Christians are going to be laughed at. And so he turns and he flees to the enemy. And he says, well, I was close to the Christians, you know, but I never really believed it. And he gave up his faith because of opposition.
实际上这就是这个斐济尼，斐济尼他不光是说他叛逃了加拿大，他当时其实他叛逃是主耶稣基督，因为他的人生中开始出现一个麻烦的时候呢，人们开始嘲笑他们，人们开始攻击他的时候呢，他说我从来没有相信过主耶稣基督，我不相信这个，所以实际上他是叛逃了主耶稣。
Does that often happen in a time of war?
这个在战争期间通常会发生吗？
Yes, all the time.
实际上一直在发生。
And they're trying to escape Afghanistan today as fast as they can. And many of them who come will come dishonestly. And they will say, well, I never really was an Afghani. I always believed in Canada or the United States. And some of them are going to be truthful in what they say. And others will just be fugitives running away for personal advantage.
所以今天在阿富汗有很多人在逃离阿富汗，他们逃到美国或者加拿大。他们说呢，啊，我从来不是一个真正的阿富汗人，我就相信美国加拿大的这个。有些人可能他们说的是实话，但有些人他们不是，他们只想叛逃阿富汗，叛逃那个国家。
So the apostle is saying to Timothy, now Timothy, it's difficult, I know, but, do you want to be like Phygellus?
所以呢，实际上呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太，提摩太，我知道这人生很难。但是你想像那个像那个腓基路那样吗？
Timothy says, no, no, I don't want to be like Phygellus.
所以提摩太说不不不我不想成为腓基路。
Paul says, would you like to be like Hermogenes?
所以使徒保罗说你想成为黑摩奇尼吗？
And Hermogenes has got an interesting name. It basically means to be a speaker, talk. And Hermogenes liked to talk.
所以实际上黑摩奇尼呢，实际上他有一个非常有趣的名字，他就是一个夸夸其谈的人，他只喜欢空谈，就这么说。
He didn't really care so much what he said. He just liked people to listen to him. And he changed his message depending on his audience.
所以呢，他根本就不关心他自己讲的什么，他只是想让人来听他讲。所以在他传道的时候呢，他去根据不同的听众来讲不同的道。
And there are people like that today, and if they sit down with Christians, they will talk like Christians.
所以今天也有很多这样的人，他们和基督徒在一起的时候呢，他讲话的时候呢，就像个基督徒。
And then when they sit down with people who are not Christians, why they'll talk like them as well.
所以呢，当他和其他的不是基督徒的人坐在一起的时候呢，他也跟他们讲同样的话。
And their Christianity is in their mouth, not in their heart.
所以基督教呢，只是在他的嘴里，并不在他的心里。
There are many Christians like that today.
我们今天有很多这样的基督徒。
And I probably use the wrong words. There are many who call themselves Christians who act like that today. I'm not at all sure they're Christians, but they talk a good line when they're with the Christians.
所以呢，我可能用错了一个词，不是说所有的基督徒像这样的，是那些他说他自己是基督徒的人，他可能是这样的。因为他们是在跟基督徒在一起的时候就讲基督徒的话，跟其他人在一起讲其他的话。
Alright, so the question, Timothy, is, what are you going to be like? You're going to be like Phygellus and Hermogenes, or you're going to be like me? I'm in prison But Timothy, I'm here because I stood for truth. I'm here because I stood for Jesus. Timothy, it could be hard, but you have got to be prepared to stand with Jesus and tell the truth.
使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你是想上那个飞机路呢，还是和睦青年呢，还是像我这样呢？我现在虽然虽然我的监狱里，但是我是站在真理这一边，我是站在主耶稣基督这一边的。所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你不要像飞机路和睦青年那样，你要像我站在真理这一边，为真理而传道。
And then the Lord gives through Timothy, through Paul, another illustration of another man who was not like Phygellus and Hermogenes.
然后呢，使徒保罗给那个提摩太举了另一个例子，这一家人呢，他们不像腓基路和何慕提尼那样。
And his name was Onesiphorus.
所以那个人的名字是阿尼瑟弗。
All right, so we'll read verses 16 now through 18, the end of the chapter.
所以我们会从16节一直读到这一章的结尾第18节。
May the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. On the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy of the Lord on that day and know very well in how many ways he helped me in Ephesus.
第16节说，愿主怜悯阿尼瑟弗一家的人，因他屡次使我畅快，不以我的所恋为耻。第17节，很多在罗马的时候殷勤地找我。 一直找着了。第18节，愿主使他在那日得主的怜悯。他在以弗所怎样多多的服侍我，是你明明知道的。So
Paul says, Timothy, you're going to be like somebody. You're going to be like Phygellus and Hermogenes, or are you going to be like Onesiphorus?
所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，你必须，你选择你像谁，你或者说你像。
Right, and the line is, the Onesiphorus often refreshed Paul. I'm not sure, he may have taken some tea or some fruit juice to Onesiphorus, sorry, to Paul when Paul was in prison. He often refreshed me. And was not ashamed of my chains when I was in prison.
所以实际上呢，那我吧，他这里说呢，使徒保罗说呢，阿尼瑟弗呢屡次使我畅快，我不知道是什么样使他畅快，或者说是呢，使徒保罗在监狱里的时候呢，那个阿尼瑟弗呢，给到他一杯茶或者一杯果汁什么其他的东西。
So do you think Paul appreciated Onesiphorus? Yeah, he was quite a man. Now, the next verse is interesting. It says, on the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me.
是的，那个使徒保罗肯定会感激他的。第17节也很有趣。 他说，反倒在罗马的时候殷勤地找我，并且找着了。So
he knew that Paul was in prison in Rome, so he thought, well, I'll just go and visit him.
所以他那个阿尼瑟弗就知道他在罗马监狱里，他说我会到监狱里去看他。Now
if that happened today, you'd say, I wonder where he is, I'll just check out on Google, see which prison he's in, and then I can go and see him.
因为如果这个事情发生在今天呢，你说我不知道使徒保罗在哪里，我就在Google上去查一下。Google查了，查出来他在哪个监狱里呢？我就到哪个监狱里去看他。But
I believe in Rome they didn't have a central registry.
因为我相信当时在罗马呢，他并没有一个中央登记的地方。
And I believe in Rome, they weren't very friendly to prisoners like the Apostle Paul. And I think if you spoke to the guards, they wouldn't even tell you the truth as to whether he was there or not.
实际上我当时认为当时的罗马的政府的保罗来说呢不是很友好的当这个安妮瑟夫去找他的时候跟那些守卫讲的时候呢那守卫可能都不一定会跟他讲真话说保罗是在这个监狱里还是在那个监狱里。
And he searched hard and hard and hard until he found him.
他一直非常努力的去找，非常努力的找，直到他找到了保罗。
Now I'm going to tell you another true story. It's about the lady who died at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, probably 15 or 20 years ago.
我要给大家讲一个真实的故事，真实的故事就是关于一个姐妹，就是在15或者20年之前，在我们16的教会，她现在已经死了。She
had a few investments, some in one bank, some in another bank here in Vancouver.
她有一些投资，一些在其他的银行，一些在这个银行，这都是这些银行都在温哥华。
Her nephew, who lived in Winnipeg, was the executor of her estate, and he said, I am going to try to put this estate together in a way that will be proper.
所以呢，实际上呢，他的一个侄女呢，是在温尼聘，温尼聘呢，他是一个就是一个把这些财产统计在一起的人。 他说我想把这些东西呢都把它放在一起，准确的放在一，把它妥善的保。So
he went to each bank trying to track down her assets, and he was amazed the banks were most uncooperative.
所以呢，他就到每一个银行里去，想去看看他的那些投资，但是呢，实际上呢，非常的令他惊奇的是呢，那些银行都不合作。
He was very disappointed, but he was determined that he was going to get control of her assets, and they were not going to be left in the hands of those wicked bankers.
所以呢，他非常失望，所以呢，他决定控制他所有的在银行里的投资。 所以呢，他不想让那些不诚实的银行的人呢管理他的资产。She
took a document to one of the banks. The banks she's talking about are the banks you all know. But she took a document to one of them, and she said, "This document has got to be validated. I want action on this document."
实际上呢，他就把文件拿到一家银行。 这个银行呢，其实今天你们都知道是哪家银行，他就把那个文件拿的银行，他说我现在在这里投资的这些资产呢，现在我要把它兑现拿出来。They
said we can't give you control of these funds. We don't know whether this document is valid or not.
所以他说呢，我们不会让你们控制这笔资产，因为但是我们都不确定你手上拿的文件是有效的还是无效的。
He said, well, the signatories on this document are people who work in your own bank.
他说这个文件下面的签名是那个在你这家银行工作的人签的。This
is a true story.
这是个真实的故事。
He said, they work in your own bank. Find them, validate their signature, and give me the money that the document says must be released to her account.
意思就是呢，他跟他们说呢，你去找到这个人，找到这个人比对这个人的笔迹，如果是有效的话，你就把这笔钱发出来，发到我的账号里面去。
They said, I'm awfully sorry, sir. We can't do that. We're busy right now. We can't do that. Goodbye. So he got on the telephone and he phoned the branches of that bank all over Vancouver.
于是呢，他就找到那个电话本，电话本呢，他就把整个在温哥华的所有的那家银行的分行都打电话去问。
And so he phoned one particular branch. He said, "Do these people work for you?" No, they said, "Never heard of
them." 因为他打电话问一家支行说你啊，这个人是在你们支行工作吗？他说不不不，我不认识这个人。
And he phoned another branch and he said, "Do these people, do you know these people?" And they said, "No, we don't know those people."
他跟另一家支行打电话，他说你认识这个人吗？他说不不不，我不认识他。
And he phoned and phoned and phoned. Finally, he phoned one branch and he said, "Do you know these people?" And they said, "Well, we know Mrs. So-and-so. She works in our bank right here." He said, "Well, could I please speak to her?" "Sure," they said.
实际上他就一直打，一直打，一直打，打电话，打到终于打见一家支行，他说你认识这个人吗？他说对对对，我们认识这个人，但是啊，如果你认识他，可不可以让我跟他通电话？他们说可以。
So he spoke to her and he said, "I am the nephew, the executor of this particular lady." She said, "Oh yeah, we know that lady. She's, as she did, she's a lovely lady," they said.
于是他就跟那个打电话跟那个银行人说，我是这个人的侄子，我是现在受权管理他的资产，你认识这个人吗？他说对对对，我认识那个人，是一个很可爱的一个老太太。
He said, "Do you remember signing that document?" She said, "Sure, I remember signing that document."
所以他侄子说，你认识，你知道你跟他签那个文件吗？他说是，我知道，我跟博士我签那个。
And what about the other signature? Do you know that person? And the woman says, "Well, she doesn't work for the bank anymore, but yes, I know her."
所以就让他说那个在这个文件上其他的签名的人你认识吗？实际上那个人说，是是，我认识他们，但是他们已经不在这个银行工作了。
So she got a hold of the other person and they validated their signature and they went back to the bank and the bank says, "Oh, of course, yes, we'll give you the money. That's fine." And
实际上找到所有签名的人，然后那些人都证实到这是他们的签名，然后他们就来到银行去跟银行说呢，现在他们都证实了，你们没给我们钱，银行说可以，你可以把钱拿走。
Now, do you admire the man who sought diligently to do what was right for his aunt's estate?
那实际上呢，你尊重那个人吗？那个人一直殷勤的到处去寻求，做了这么多的事儿，为了他的先人。
Now that was Onesiphorus. He did that kind of thing for the Apostle Paul. He went from prison to prison to prison to prison to find Paul so that he could help him.
这就是阿尼瑟弗所做的事儿。他就是一个监狱，一个监狱，一个监狱的找，找遍所有的监狱，然后找到保罗，然后去帮助保罗。
What do you think about Onesiphorus? Pretty good guy, eh?
比如这个安尼西瑟夫是一个很好的人吗？是的，他是好人。
Would you rather be Onesiphorus or Phygellus or Hermogenes?
你愿意成为安尼瑟夫呢，还是成为斐吉禄和赫摩奇尼呢？
Now the interesting this is this, verse 16 again. May the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus.
这里非常有趣的也是在第十六节，这里讲的是愿主怜悯阿尼瑟弗一家的人。
I'm not sure that Onesiphorus was still alive, but the blessing of God was upon his family because he was such a diligent servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我并不确定当时阿尼瑟弗是否活着。但神的赐福呢，却落在了他的家人身上。这个是因为阿尼瑟弗呢，殷勤的为了我们的主耶稣基督而工作，去服侍他。
And now the question is, what does Onesiphorus' name mean?
然后呢，问题呢，就是阿尼瑟弗这个名字是什么意思
？It means prophet bringer.
所以呢，那个是呢
，Who brings prophet?
所以这个就是说是带来预言的，是带预言来的人。
So if someone were to come to your house today, would you like him to be Onesiphorus or Hermogenes?
所以如果有今天有一个人来到你的家里，你想他是阿尼瑟佛呢，还是赫摩奇尼？
Onesiphorus would bring profit. Hermogenes would bring a lot of big talk.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个阿尼瑟佛呢，他会给你带来很多的预言，但是呢，这个赫摩奇尼呢，就来到你家只是夸夸其谈。
And, I keep telling you stories about my own life, but yesterday, I had a knock at the door, and there was a man there, and he was just like Hermogenes.
So, 我一直跟大家讲我自己的人生的故事。昨天呢，有一个人呢，他来到我家，他就敲我的门，他说话呢，就像那个赫摩奇尼那样。
He didn't want to bring me profit at all.
他不想给我带来任何的那种预言。
And I ultimately have had to ask him to leave.
所以呢，最终呢，我必须请求他离开。
Here's the issue, Timothy. Are you going to be a Phygellus and Hermogenes, or are you going to be like Onesiphorus?
所以这就是问题，使徒保罗跟提摩太，你想成为腓基尼、赫摩奇尼还是阿尼瑟佛呢？
Always say, Lord, I'd like to be like Onesiphorus, please. Everywhere I go, I would like people to say, I'm sure glad you came. You left a little profit with me when you came. Thank you.
所以这里更正一下，他阿尼瑟佛呢，他不是那个不是那个先知预言的意思，他是带来利益。所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，实际上呢，这个人呢，他就是叫这个阿尼瑟佛的，他就会来到你家，总每次来到你家的时候，都会给你带来一点点收益呢，是不是这样的？
Interesting that Paul helped Timothy. No.Oh, sorry. It's interesting that Onesiphorus helped Paul, not only at Rome, but also at Ephesus.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个也非常有趣的，不光是他只是在那个罗马帮助他，同样在以弗所也帮助他。
We don't know how Onesiphorus got from Ephesus to Rome. He may have gone on business. He may have gone for other reasons.He may have gone just to see Paul, but he helped him in Rome, just as he had formerly helped him in Ephesus.
实际上我们不确定这个阿尼瑟佛呢，他是为什么从以弗所到罗马去，他也可能是到罗马去做生意，也可能是其他的事，也可能是专门跑到罗马，专门去找使徒保罗的。实际上他就是说，他不仅仅在罗马帮助保罗，他在以弗所同样也帮助保罗。
All right, well, that's the story now from chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. This would be a good place for questions if you have any.
这里呢，就是今天我们讲到的提摩太后书的第一章，在这里呢是很好的一个地方停下来让大家问问题，如果你们有任何的问题的话。
Questions?
有没有问题？
All right, chapter 2.
有没有问题，我们就学习第二个。
And he says, now, Timothy, you've seen the examples, you've seen the principle, therefore, you then, my son, must be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以提摩太书第二章的第一节说呢，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
So, When you've got a big job to do, what is the source of your confidence?
实际上当你有一个很重要的工作要做的时候，你那个信心的来源在哪里？
Sometimes when you're in business, You say, I can be strong because the boss has given me enough money to do the job.
有时候你做生意的时候呢，你说我现在非常有信心，因为我的老板已经给了我足够的钱去做这个单生意。
And so in those circumstances, you would say, I'm going to be strong on the basis of the money I've got.
所以呢，在这个基础上呢，也就是说，我现在很强壮的，这个很刚强，是因为我有钱。
Sometimes you say, I will be strong on the basis of my boss's reputation.
所以有时候你会说呢，我会很刚强呢，是因为我的老板的名声很好。
And many years ago, I worked for the government of Canada, and I was strong. And I went to people, and I said, you don't know me, but I represent the government of Canada, and you'd better pay attention to me, because this is the government speaking.
很多年前呢，我为加拿大政府工作的时候呢，我很强。为什么强呢？因为我当时我跟别人讲话的时候说，你听好了，这是加拿大政府跟你说话，所以你必须要注意好了，听好了。
And in times of war, you would say, you'd better listen to me because of all those tanks and bombers who are behind me. I'll be strong in the military that I represent.
你在战争时期呢，你会去跟别人讲，你说你，我现在很强。我为什么很强呢？因为我后面有很多坦克，有很多大炮，有很多战士，所以你最好听我的。
This verse says, Timothy, you be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
所以呢，这里讲到呢，主耶，提摩太，你要刚强。你刚强是为什么要刚强呢？你要在耶稣基督耶稣的恩典上刚强。
Timothy says, I don't have any money.
他说我没有多少钱。
Timothy says, I don't have any government.I don't even have any military. All I've got is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
提摩太甚至说呢，我也没有政府做支撑，我也没有军队做支撑，我什么都没有，但是呢，我有主耶稣基督的恩典。
Jesus has sent me.
主耶稣派我来的。
And Jesus will help me in spite of the fact that I don't know how.
现在主耶稣基督会帮助我，在任何我不知道怎么做的地方，他都会帮助我。
And if I go in Jesus' name, I will succeed because Jesus' grace is with me.
现在如果我去跟着主耶稣基督呢，我会那个成功，因为呢，主耶稣基督的恩典跟我在一起。
And then he says, now Timothy, don't be weak. You can be strong in that.
你这里说呢，不要虚弱，你要强。这里你要感觉非常刚强。
And you just say, Jesus will solve it. Jesus will win. Jesus will do what he said he's going to do because he has told me that his grace will be with me. I'm going to be his spokesman. He will be with me.
那你就说呢，主耶稣基督呢，会去，会让我去做那些事儿，因为主耶稣基督答应了我，说他会帮助我去做，因为主耶稣基督的恩典是跟我在一起的，我要成为主耶稣基督的代言人，因为他的恩典和我在一起。
Is that a good promise?
这是一个很好的应许吗?
It's a wonderful promise.
一个奇妙的应许。
If we went with money in our pocket and our confidence was in the money, what would happen when all the money was spent?
因为如果我们的信息建立在我们口袋的钱的基础上，那钱花光了怎么办?
Oh, we wouldn't have any confidence left. All the money's gone.
如果那个所有的钱都没了，我们就没有信心了。
If our confidence instead were in the military, what would happen if the military were called somewhere else and I looked behind me and there was nobody there?
实际上呢，如果我们信息建立在军队的基础上，那么如果这个军队被调走了去做其他事情的时候，如果你回头看我的军队一个的人都没有了，那怎么办？
But if our confidence is in the grace of God, then nothing can get in the way. It's going to be there all the time. You can't exhaust the grace of God. You can always rely upon it, Timothy.
所以就跟提摩太，如果我们的信心是建立在神的恩典的基础上的话，那神的恩典它永远在这里，神的恩典是取之不尽的，所以呢，它永远你是靠得住的，你永远可以靠着神的恩典。
All right, so that's maybe a good place for us to leave it today. Any comment before we close in prayer today?
今天呢，我们就学习就停在这里，在我们祷告之前。有任何的想法和问题没有？
Yes, Chelsea.
那我还是讲 Mandarin 哈，我还是说普通话哈。那个，我就是刚才就是您那个说到那一个是 military 和 government 这两个事情，我就想到美国当前的就是。的这个问题，不管是伊拉克还是阿富汗，就是面临的这个问题啊，你先翻译一下。
Okay, so actually, her question is about that the situation American and withdraw the military from Afghanistan now. So、
yeah.
she said that the government military you mentioned.Just like they are in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, 然后他们也有强大的那个 finance, 就是那种美元的那种支撑吧，也是很有钱。说那，然后他们其实也是推广自己的那种，我们觉得是那种价值。按理说他是，就是有。咱们讲是我们这种价值，但是也是失败了，就所以这个该怎么解释这些问题？
所以she said that American they have lots of money to support the military and they did in Afghanistan, Iraq. They just want to sell our value to them.But they didn't success. Why? Could you explain that?
And the answer is no. I cannot explain it. these matters are very, very confusing.Very, very complex.
这个的现在这些事呢非常非常的混淆也非常非常的复杂。
And the fact is that when you are at war, the phrase is the very first casualty of war is the truth.
实际上呢你在当你面临战争的时候呢战争通常最开始他们讲的那句话就是真理。
So we don't know what the issues are, what the issues were, all we know is just a little bit here or there, we don't know enough to be definitive.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们不是很确切的知道到底问题是什么，曾经是什么，现在是什么。我们只是这里知道一点，那里知道一点，确切的事实我们是不知道的。
But there are a couple of principles that we do know, and one of them is this: the strength of the American people, frankly, the strength of the English people, speaking people, is not democracy. Their strength comes from the fact that they have followed, at least in part, the Bible.
实际上呢，那个美国的强大，也就是讲英语的强大，这并不是说他们的强大的来源，并不是来源于这个民主制度，是来源于这些人他们跟随着圣经。
Now the mistake that the Americans have often made is this. They have said, if we teach people democracy, they will be a far better people.
所以呢，美国人通常犯这个错误呢，就是如果我们教他们民主，他们这些国家的人呢，就会变成原很好的人了。
And so they went around, giving to the world a philosophy of democracy and lots of money.
所以他们就在满世界呢，给教人家民主，也给了他们很多很多的钱。
What should they have done?
他们应该做什么呢?
Many, many missionaries.
他们应该派更多更多的宣教士去。
In 1945, the Americans took control of Japan.
所以在1945年呢，美国人呢占领了日本。
The man who was appointed by the American government to take control of Japan was a man by the name of General MacArthur.
实际上一个呢，那个，在一个被他们派去统治整个，日本的那个人呢，是麦克阿瑟将军。
General MacArthur said, what Japan needs is missionaries. Send us some missionaries.
所以那个麦克阿瑟将军说呢，日本现在需要的宣教士，给我多派点宣教士呢。
Howard and Doris Budd were in fellowship at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel at that time.
实际上呢，我们当时呢，有一个人呢，就是在16届教会跟我们在一起。
They said if Japan needs missionaries, we could go to Japan and be missionaries.
他们说呢，如果日本需要宣教士呢，我们可以去日本做宣教士。
And so Howard Budd, who was my Sunday school teacher at the time, said, I'm not going to be teaching Sunday school anymore, Harold. I'm going to Japan as a missionary.
那个叫 Howard Budd 的呢，当时呢是 Harold 的主日学的老师，所以他跟 Harold 说 ,Harold, 我现在不会再教你主日学了，我要去日本做宣教士。
There are thousands of Christians in Japan today because Howard and Doris Budd went to Japan.
所以呢，在日本今天有成千的基督徒，是因为这个叫 Howard Budd 的弟兄去了日本。
That's what Afghanistan needs. Afghanistan needs the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.That's the only hope they have.
也这就是阿富汗今天所需要的，他们需要主耶稣基督的美妙的福音，这就是所有的阿富汗人今天所要的。
All right, that's only a partial answer to your question. I can't even remember what your question was. All I know for sure is I don't know the answer.
所以这是你的对你的问题的一个部分的答案，他甚至不知道你的问题是什么，但是他很确切的知道，他不知道你问题的答案。
All right, let's have a word of prayer. Thank you for today.
我们来祷告，谢谢大家。
Lord, we're thankful that we can be strong in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩，我们可以在主耶稣基督的恩典里刚强起来。
We have no other song but that of Jesus.
我们没有其他的任何东西，我们只有主耶稣。
We have no other message but Christ and Calvary.
我们没有其他任何的信息要传，除了基督在哥哥塔山上。
We have no other hope than what he has promised.
我们除了他给我们的应许以外，没有任何其他的希望。
But we acknowledge that that's all we need.
但是我们知道这就是我们所有我们需要的。
Lord, we say thank you for the grace.
主要我们向你的恩典说感恩。
And we thank you now.Pray that you'll bless us for the afternoon, this evening, through the week, next week with DVBS and all our other activities. You bless, Lord, because we believe that you are able.
耶稣基督，我们现在祈求您呢，保佑赐福我们今天下午的圣经学习，还有整个星期的一些活动和学习，还有下星期的暑期圣经学校，还有所有的活动。我们祈求您赐福给我们，我们知道您能赐福给我们。
We give thanks now in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名献上感恩。
Amen.
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 Very good. The Lord bless you all. We'll see you.